Hey everyone, this is Carlo Broussard with the Magis Moment. You know, happiness is one of the hottest topics in contemporary culture. According to some recent surveys, over 72,000 books on happiness are currently listed on Amazon. Over 20 million people in the U.S. are attending yoga and meditation seminars. Websites dedicated to increasing happiness are on the rise. You might even take into consideration the fact that the United Nations has declared March 20th as the International Day of Happiness in response to the immense popularity of Pharrell Williams' song, Happy. But what is happiness? This is probably one of the most important questions that we can ask as human beings. As the great Greek philosopher Aristotle once wrote, happiness is the one thing that we can choose in and for itself. Everything else is chosen for the sake of happiness. Think about it. Ask yourself the question, why do I do what I do? Why do I make the choices that I make? I think the answer fundamentally boils down to because I want to be happy. So our view of happiness lies at the very root of everything that we do and every decision that we make. Consequently, it's going to determine how we perceive our own lives, whether our life has meaning or is absurd, whether our life is a success or a failure, whether our life is even worth living or not. So our view of happiness is either going to make us or it's going to break us. Now, if we follow the wisdom of pop culture embodied in Pharrell Williams' lyric, "Clap along if you know what happiness means to you," well, then it would seem that the definition of happiness depends upon how I define it, how you define it. The problem, though, is that some people no longer think happiness is achievable in their lives because their subjective view of happiness is either incomplete or it's flawed. And if happiness is no longer achievable in life, well, then what's the point of living? So it's absolutely necessary that we embark upon an endeavor to try and figure out what true, authentic human happiness is, objectively speaking, based upon who and what we are as human beings. And if we can come to such an objective understanding of happiness, well, then it's very likely we'll live a more fulfilled life. Unfortunately, though, we're going to have to save that for another Magis Moment. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Magis Center at magiscenter.com.